connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rudymaxa.com. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everyone. It's segment five, and it's time for another installment of our Destination Spotlight. Today, it's our seventh destination, the Iowa State Fair. But before we take you to Des Moines, a quick message to say that today's show is sponsored by LifeLock. All right, so scammers, they have figured out a new way to trick you, and it's called smishing. It's similar to phishing emails, and they're using text messages instead. Fraudulent messages may appear to come from your bank or your credit card company asking for a reply right away. Someone's identity is stolen every 2 seconds, and LifeLock detects a wide range of identity threats, so if there's ever a problem, a U.S.-based identity restoration specialist, they're going to work to fix it. If you sign up now, you'll get the added protection of Norton Security free, plus for a limited time, you're going to get a special 15% discount off the first year of your LifeLock membership. Just call 800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Rudy. You'll get that 15% savings, or find a link at rudymaxa.com under sponsors.
And now that you know how to safeguard your identity, let's go to the 29th state in our nation and speak with the CEO of the Iowa State Fair, Gary Slater.
Gary, nice to have you here on Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries as we spotlight the Iowa State Fair.
Well, thank you very much. I'm excited to be on your show. This is an honor for the Iowa State Fair.
Well, we appreciate it today. You know, so it's been maybe a decade or so since we've been to the Iowa State Fair, but we still talk about it from time to time. And I often tell folks, if you want to go see America, go to the Iowa State Fair. You know, from all the entertainment that happens there every year, to the agriculture, to the livestock, to the butter cow, and anything and everything you can eat on a stick. Give us an overview of what's on tap for 2017.
Well, 2017, I think, will be a banner year for us. We're excited about it coming together. All of those things you just mentioned are here. And, of course, I always say that, you know, if you come to the Iowa State Fair and you don't see the butter cow, people will really question whether you were really here or not. So you have to see the butter cow.
That's true.
Once you're here. But all of the other, you know, we have top quality livestock. We're in an agricultural producing state. Everything from draft horses to beef cattle to swine, sheep, llamas, rabbits, everything livestocky, we certainly have it and have very high quality. But then the entertainment and the food are what a lot of people come for. We have four free entertainment stages going pretty much 10 hours a day. So you don't have to go to the grandstand because we have good quality free entertainment going in about every genre, from country music to hard rock and roll that you want. But there again, we do have grandstand shows as well. And every night we will have some of the biggest names in the music business. This year we had a food contest for new foods at the Iowa State Fair and just announced the top 10 last week. And then we had a panel of celebrity judges. I wish you guys could have been here. Maybe we'll have to plan that for another year.
We'll have to come back.
I would love to go back.
Part of our panel of celebrity judges. But we picked the top three, and they're on our website. I urge all of your listeners, you know, wherever they may be from, to go to our website, iowastatefair.org, mm-hmm. and kind of look over all the different things that we have to offer. We are America's classic state fair.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We totally agree. Gary, in addition to the fair itself, you certainly don't have to camp on the grounds to appreciate it, but we were very impressed with how large the campgrounds themselves are and the setting, the walnut trees, the wildflowers. Why don't you give us an idea of the campgrounds and what's there for people?
The fairgrounds total are about 455 acres, but 160 acres of that is our campground. We have folks that have camped in the same spot in that campground for 40 to 50 years. We have over 2,400 permanent hookups for campers, and those are all pre-sold prior to the fair and reserved. And in some cases, as people move around in the campground, families have been able to get their children campers close to them, and so they almost kind of have a compound in some areas. But it is a tradition during the 11 days of the Iowa State Fair in August. We think that that's one of the bigger cities in Iowa is our campground.
You know, we came in from New York for the Iowa State Fair, but we saw so many cars and RVs and trucks and, you know, from states
all
around
over
the country, even
yeah.
Canada, I remember seeing. So where do you track most of your visitors from?
Well, certainly to get a million people in Iowa that only has 3 million people in the whole state, we either have, we know that people love their, Iowans love their Iowa State Fair, and they come back more than one time as well. But we do have a very good drawing from, you know, the perimeter around Iowa. It does amaze me that we have people that come from your city, New York, every year as a family vacation.
Yeah, I can see that. All the people that we saw, Gary, it really was. Real quick, we've got about 30 seconds left with you. You know, I know when we were there, we saw the Butter Superman in addition to the Butter Cow the year we were there. But share with right now, folks, something you can only see or do at the Iowa State Fair. And you got about 20 seconds.
Well, this year, come and see the Iowa Butter Cow. And with it, you'll see Laura Ingalls Wilder in butter, because she is 150 years old, or would have been today, and she did live in Burr Oak, Iowa. And then along with that, during the Iowa State Fair on the other side of Des Moines is the Solheim Cup, which is the women's version of the Ryder Cup. And you can see that trophy, the Solheim Cup in butter, only here at the Iowa
State
Fair.
Gary, listen, you know, so nice to have you here on Rudy Maxa's World of Carries. We really appreciate that. Best of luck for the 2017 edition, and appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much. 10th through the 20th of August, Des Moines, Iowa.
Thanks, Gary.
All right, Iowa State Fair, Mary. A lot of fun. Go see it, folks. It's more authentic than Disney in a theme park, and it's something everyone in this country should experience. And that website, again, is iowastatefair.org. As I look at the clock, that's going to do it for hour one of the program this week. After these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I, we're going to get to some more travel news to kick off hour two, and then it's more travel talk with the Travel Trio on America's number one travel radio show. Stay with us.
You've been listening to Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.